Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Deja. How may I help you?
Hi, so I'm calling about a purchase that came to my account that I did not make, and I have no idea what it is. It's just called Trendy Probe for $54.97, and I don't know what that is.
Okay, could I start by getting your zip code to better assist you?
Sure, it's 55051.
55051.
Yep.
Okay, thank you so much for that. And could I please have your first and last name?
It's Molly O'Reilly.
Okay, thank you so much for that. All right, I do see an account under that name. Just for security purposes, could you verify your shipping address?
Yeah, it's 28300 North Lake Drive, Mora, Minnesota, 55051.
All right, thank you so much for that. So I do see here that you did pay shipping and handling of $7.45 for the Wi-Fi booster. And I do know that in terms and conditions, it does state that after 48 hours, you will also be charged $49.97, as well as receiving a $125 gift card in your email from their, you can buy from their gadget store with that gift card. But I do see that you did call in about that charge, and they did go ahead and cancel your account, and they got you refunded for the $49.97. So it will get back into your account within 3 to 5 business days, and the cancellation stops all future payments.
Okay, but what about the $54.97
Yes, you were
charge?
refunded for the 50, the, I'm sorry, you said $54.97?
Correct.
No, ma'am. The only charge I see here is $49.97.
Yeah, that's what they said. See the phone number in my bank, that shows up is because I called this phone number. And then it ended up being that $49.97. So I went back and called it again, but now I'm back with you. So I don't know who this $54.97 is. It's called Trendy Probe. But the number I have for you is not the number I'm calling you on right now. So I don't. I have 19 different charges like this, and I didn't make any of them, so I'm just trying to figure this out.
So was the number that you called 855-627-4758?
Hold on, sorry. It's 855-440-2457.
Okay, so our number is 855-627-4758. And that is for the Wi-Fi booster as well as the gadget store. But I can check to see if there's another account under your name with a different charge. Would you like for me to do that?
Yeah, please. I guess, because I don't know why I would get your number.
Okay. All right, give me 1 second.
But then the number you give me for you is not the number my bank gives me for you. I don't know.
So your
We'll
bank
just.
has given you a number and the numbers came to
Well.
us.
Yeah, I haven't tried your number yet because I'm just doing it in order, and this $54 one is before your $49.97. So I haven't even called you yet, but somehow I got you guys. So we're just dealing with this $49.97. But so I just tried calling back the number for the $54.97 thinking maybe I dialed wrong or something, but I got you again.
Okay.
And all it says is trendy probe, and I don't know what that means. And the one for you is called, I don't know, Optival.
Okay. Well, I do see another account under your name. I also see a charge of $7.95 for shipping and handling for the foot massager. And I see a price of $54.97. I do see that this account was also canceled. However, I'm not able to see the reason that they canceled it. They didn't leave any notations about the cancellation.
When was it canceled?
It was canceled on today at 12:29 p.m.
You must be somewhere else because you must be on the East Coast.
Is your email morelly1@une.edu?
No.
Okay, well, it does have your same shipping address. Do you know a phone number of 320-703-9852?
No. My phone number is 320-336-9617.
Well, did you know anyone with that number?
Oh, I'm sorry. Could you say it again?
Yes, 320-703-9852 with that email address.
No, I mean, that email address is an email address that I had when I was in college, like 9 years ago.
Okay, do you know anyone that may have known about that email address other than you? Maybe they could have used it to make this order? Or do you know if anyone in your household may have ordered this without your knowledge?
No, I live alone.
Okay, so you have no idea who ordered this without your knowledge?
No, and certainly with not that. I mean, I don't even know why that email is still active. I don't even know if it is still active. I haven't been on it in years. So
okay.
What was the $54? What was the product?
Yes, so the shipping and handling of $7.95 was for the foot massager. Basically, you'll receive an email with a survey, and after completing that survey, they say that as a welcoming gift, you can just pay shipping and handling. Also, after 48 hours, you also receive a $125 gift card because you are being charged $54.97 a month. So that's where the two charges came from. And you don't remember paying shipping and handling for anything of $7.95?
No, but it does show up on my bank account, but it's separate. It's not part of the $54.97. It's another one I have lowered on my list. But there's no way, I don't even know the password to get into that email. So there's no way I filled out a survey on that email or anybody could have. I don't even know that email even exists. I'd have to call the college. But again, I haven't been there in 9 years. And I didn't receive any foot massager. So, and I didn't call anyone to. This is the first time I know it's a foot massager. You're telling me. I didn't order a foot massager, and I didn't cancel this yet because I didn't talk to anyone about a foot massager yet. And I just want to know, like, I just want my refund.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Well, because your account is already canceled, it stops all future payments. But I will have to transfer you to the fraud department so they can begin investigation on to see who used your card without your authorization. I do want to let you know we do take card fraud very seriously, and we will prosecute anyone who did place this order without your knowledge.
Okay. Now, I just one more question, if you don't mind.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know how I'm connected to the account with the $49.97 for some Wi-Fi thing? And so now I'm connected for the foot massager thing, and they're both with you. What company are you?
Well, we're not the company. We're a third-party call center. We service under multiple companies, and this could be the same company as well because they do sell gadgets around the same price as well as same time. So with this company, basically, they'll send you an email, you know, giving you a chance to buy a gadget for only shipping and handling. And as a welcoming gift, they also give you a $125 gift card.
Yeah, well, I didn't get that, but I don't want that anyway, so.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Well, did you receive a cancellation number for the foot massager being canceled?
No, because you're the only one I talked to about a foot massager.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Well, I do have your cancellation number. If you would like to receive it, I can go ahead and provide it.
Yeah, that'd be great.
All right. Just let me know when you're ready for it.
I'm ready.
Okay. It's C, as in cat, 258-730-638.
I wish everyone would give numbers like you. Makes it so much easier. Okay.
All
well,
right.
Yeah, I could just go to the fraud department, I guess.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Well, I will go ahead and get you transferred over. I do want to thank you for calling customer service. You have a wonderful day, okay?
Yeah, you too. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.